98.1 KZE, it is MK with ya, and I am delighted to bring back Friends Day every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, where we invite live local musicians into the studio, and either we're already friends or we become friends. And today's guest, definitely already a friend, a pretty old friend at this point, you and I.
Oh, for sure.
Mr. Wally Nichols is back. Welcome.
It is great to be back here, and it's also great to be not having to worry about all the knobs and dials on the board, which is what I usually do when I am here.
You are, yes, you are very clutch. You fill in for me quite a bit, and I always appreciate it. Does it stress you out every time?
It doesn't stress me out, but I forget.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what is this button do? So, I was once told that nobody dies because of dead air. But I was then told, don't let there be too much dead air.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah, I mean, actually, I may have been the one who said that, or maybe Buff said it to you, because Buff said that to me, too. He said, nobody dies in radio when I first started.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me, and I've told that to every person I've ever trained. Because it's true. You know, worst thing that happens, well, dead air, you got to make up some spots.
It's true. So, anyway, it's very nice to be over here holding a guitar and not that particular microphone.
It's nice to see you with a guitar. It's been a while.
Yeah, and let me just paint the scene here for everybody. Out in radio land, we have, as you said, there's an entourage, and it's true. To my left, which means nothing, you know, in radio land, but to my left is Dean Jones, who is, you know, my brother from another mother. And I feel like we might have been separated at birth, and somehow they took him up to Canada, and then they brought him back here. And so Dean lives in Rosendale, and we've been friends for quite some while. And he runs a recording studio in Rosendale, which is a super fun place. It's my happy place.
Aww.
And so I go there and I record a lot and with him. And you'll see in a moment, he's this very talented musician, plays everything.
Awesome.
And then, okay, continuing around the dial here, we've got my friend Fiona, who's here to bear witness. She happened to be local. Or local enough to stop in and check it out.
Love that.
So it's great. And in her lap is Nellie Nichols.
I'm a little jealous because I did invite Nellie to sit on my lap and she said no.
Well, so. you were fat shaming her before. So, like, this is what you get. As they
That's
say,
fair.
Everybody says these days, F-A-F-O.
That is fair. And we've also got Chris Macchia hanging out, co-hosting, co-piloting today. Let's do some music. What have you been working on? What have you been playing? What's good in music world? And
okay, so what's good
Wally
in music
world
is that I have been working on a couple, many tunes, but these two have never been played out before.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. And so we're going to try them out right here.
Awesome.
And I brought some percussion instruments for you guys to play. And everybody out there, Chris, who is a soon-to-be DJ here, I've come to learn in the last moment or two, is a bass player. So you have no excuse for not playing that tambourine correctly.
I'm excited to my radio tambourine debut.
MK has this thing. It is actually has a proper name. She calls it the, like, Wonka Bonker or something.
I said Boomwhacker.
Boomwhacker.
But... Vibraslap.
It's a vibraslap, and it is used in silky, spooky, sort of Cajun-style music, which this song is a little bit.
Okay. I'll be sparing with the vibraslap.
That's right. There's a $50 fine if you use it more than 10 times.
I can't afford that.
Right. Solos in this, right?
$50 each time. Yeah, exactly. So, let's see. Can you hear that okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. This song is called Superstition. And it's not a cover. We're going to see how this goes. All right, it's 98.1 KZE. That's what I'm used to saying when the microphone is on. Superstition got me stepping over cracks. Cause I don't wanna take the blame for breaking mama's back. Very quickly
that will cross the street. If I see a black cat, dead eyes staring at me, get a load of me. Holding mirrors carefully, take a pinch of salt and set it free. Superstition got the best of me. Superstition, it backs me down the stairs. Not saying rabbit, rabbit, it's bad luck everywhere. Superstition, yeah, it's an uppercut. Messing with the voodoo, a right hook to bad luck. Get a load of me. Holding mirrors most carefully. Take a pinch of salt and set it free. Superstition got the best of me.
KZE, Wally Nichols, Superstition, Friends Day on 98.1 KZE. Good to be back for Friends Day. Let me turn your reverb down there for you. There we go. Don't want you echoing away while we're just chit-chatting. That was great. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I love the color that the keys add to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, this is different. We have the whirly in the studio. It's a little bit...
Yeah. Is there a studio version of this yet?
Yes.
Almost.
Nice.
So the thing that we're holding off on is that, there is a version of it, but yeah. it's not for public consumption just yet because it is awaiting horns.
Okay.
And we have, are we allowed to mention the people? Do they care? Are they shy? Are they self-conscious? Okay, these are local folks that are incredible horn players. And we have occasionally gotten some of my daughter's friends who, like from her high school, who mm-hmm. are exceptionally good horn players. And they come in and they record, and that is a real treat.
Yeah.
And my daughter plays the trumpet really well, but she will not be caught dead playing trumpet for me.
Oh,
but
not
she's
yet.
Got friends who are good. But also, in this case, for this song, we have Rebecca.
Coop Franks.
Rebecca Coop Franks is going to play the trumpet. Awesome. I don't know if she knows that or not, but she just found out.
She's got a text.
Okay. If she's listening to
check
the radio,
text,
she just got the memo. And then also Shane.
Shane Kirsch.
Shane Kirsch. He plays the saxophone. And so there will be a little bit of a horn section in there. So stay
awesome.
Tuned. And
yeah.
if you like the stuff, you can find it on Spotify and Apple Music. And
probably here on KZE at some point.
Probably here on KZE, right. I try very hard to not play my own stuff on the radio. In fact, so hard that I've never done it.
I play it, though.
Okay, well, that's different. Yeah. That's a little bit less uncouth.
Yeah.
Right. It seems like it would be like, you know, not a good move to play my own stuff other than here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
this is such a family place that I don't think anybody would care. I'm just not going to do it.
I don't have an opinion either way, but
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Wally Nichols is my guest. It's the first Friends Day of 2026, and you. We were talking about skiing. Yes. One of my favorite things to talk about. And I wouldn't use your Friends Day spot as a time to promote a different thing if you hadn't said, hey, let's talk about that on the radio, because I am specifically inviting you, Wally, to come to Plattekill on the 25th of this month, because we are doing a KZE ski day, and we have, thanks to the generous folks at Plattekill, 25, it's on the 25th, we have a discounted day pass that you can get at WKZE.com now. So that is available on the homepage, WKZE.com, $79 to come and ski with us that day. It's usually $102, so really great discount. And will you come?
I think that I will. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to like give this a slight caveat, which is that I have become so precious as it relates to being cold.
Sure.
That if it's like 200 degrees below zero, which it has been recently up here.
Sure. I can't predict
that. Then I
that,
might
yeah.
just be like, sorry, MK, went right to voicemail.
That's valid.
However, if it is like, I'm going to say if it's north of 28 degrees.
That's a big ask.
I know.
25.
Okay, 25, fine.
Even like 20 is like pretty fine.
The thing is that I used to ski. I skied it was never professional, but I skied competitively. That's the word. In college and everything. And I did not care at all at the time. And then I don't know what happened, but like it just, everything hurts.
I hope that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
It might.
Well, but there's a lot of things I used to do at 25.
Yeah.
I think that's an excellent point, Chris. That like there's some things you just look at and you're like, okay, it's not worth it. But
I hope you'll come because it sounds like you perhaps like to ski the same kind of things that I like to ski. Do you like trees? You like glades?
Yeah. So I messed up my knee. I'm not allowed to drop the F-bomb, but I did that to my knee when I used to race competitively. Mm-hmm. And so then I moved to snowboarding for 20 years or something. Mm-hmm. And then I went, but now I'm back on regular old alpine skis.
Yeah, yeah. But you'll go in the trees and stuff? Because Plattekill has like legendary glade terrain.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really excited about this because I've only skied Plattekill once before. And it was like several years ago when I was first getting back into skiing and I was still kind of like a baby beginner again. And I was like snow plowing down the green circles. So I'm excited to redeem myself and really take advantage of all of the terrain that Plattekill has to offer because I know it's like legendary in the Catskills.
Well, let's do it. The other thing too that's very different from back then, I know it sounds like Rip Van Winkle, but we would go skiing through the glades, but there were no helmets required at all.
Oh, I know.
And this is a very different situation now. So like and even if you don't go through the trees, you know, if you don't wear a helmet, you're the only one on the mountain.
But
not
you know, you still see people at like, I was just out the other day and saw like one or two people out without helmets. And of course, I'm not going to say anything. It's none of my business. But I was thinking, I was like, it's funny that it's not required. Like it's strongly encouraged and almost everybody does, and I definitely encourage everybody who comes out and skis with us to please wear a helmet. But there's no law about it.
No, it's true. I've been to EMT for 25 years and it's it is very scary to think that people would go out there without their helmets.
Yeah.
And I think that you could be sort of deputized to go out and give citizens arrests if you want. I'll give you a little whistle.
I'm not trying to arrest anybody.
It's a citizen's arrest. It's non-binding. It's a strong suggestion. Yeah. Hey, you without the helmet.
I'm not really a
I'm
law
doing
enforcement
this for you.
Type.
All right, fair enough.
Wally Nichols, my guest in the studio for Friends Day, would you like to play us another song?
Yeah, let's do that.
I would love that.
Okay. So this one's called Line It Up. And Dean, are you playing the piano or the organ on this one? Or the whirly? You doing the whirly?
Okay.
All right. We'll see what happens here. Again, this is one that has never been played before live. And it's going to have vibraslap in it. That's what we know. And possibly some tambourine, Chris, if you're up for it.
Put a lot of reverb on the tambourine.
And then I'm just telling Dean that we go to the F. If for anybody who cares, playing this game at home, we go to the F first.
I'll definitely play the F at some point.
It's weird. And so also this particular note, it started off as an accident, but it was a happy accident. And we'll see if it makes sense to you.
Alright.
Some folks know exactly what they need. Line it up, smack it off the tee. Some folks, they haven't got a clue. Tripping through this world with untied shoes. I line it up as best as I can see. Getting high and playing hide and seek.
slide my skinny ass right off the fence. Line it up. Calibrated lies, driving on the donut tire all their life. Some folks use a wrecking ball, hitting people right between the eyes. The time between cutting in the scar, best to keep it short to mend a heart. Well, I tried calling you the middle of last week, but I threw my phone at last on the street. Yeah, line it up.
That was an accidental vibra slap, but it kind of worked. That was fabulous. That's a great song.
Thank you so much. Are you trying to tell me without telling me that you want to take the vibra slap home?
No.
With you?
No. I honestly would lose it. It would just sit in a corner of my house. It's wasted on me.
Okay.
Yeah. You deserve the vibra slap.
Okay. All right. I mean, you can't see this in Radio Land, but MK was looking very happy with it.
I thought that last accidental one was my best vibra slap hit.
Sometimes the magic happens that way.
Yeah. Like
it's,
the F.
It's like the F. Yes, yeah. Exactly right. I don't know if you picked that up
I
or
did.
Not, but it was
If
like...
you hadn't pointed it out, I maybe wouldn't have, but it's a really cool, it's in the chorus that, yeah. A little chord progression. I like it.
It's weird. It goes to the F and it, you know, in theory builds some tension with the release with the E, the big major E. Well, that's enough dorking out on the music part, but it was super fun to play those tunes. First time they've ever actually
seen the light of day.
The other ears besides Dean and I have actually heard them. So.
Well, they deserve to be heard. I'm happy that we got to hear them. Thank you for letting KZE be the first station to play them
or
have them played on it.
Sort of. Yeah. They're all of that.
Yeah.
All of that. And this is sort of my extended family. I love it here. I love being on the air, playing all kinds of cool music. I also like being on the air, playing my own music. It's great.
It's nice to get to do both.
All big feels here. And Nellie's very comfortable.
Nellie's so happy.
She knows her way around here. She knows that when I show up and there's not a lot of other people here, that she's in for the long haul, at least 4 or 5 hours.
Uh-huh.
And she just will circle up under the desk there and make herself a little like nap spot. And then we get to play music.
Yeah. It's a very dog friendly office. I like that about this place.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Well, Wally, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for being my first Friends Day guest of 2026.
It was absolutely my pleasure. I cannot wait to be back at some point. And I'll send you the all the cooked up versions.
I want to hear them with the horns and all the professional
for sure.
Vibra slap.
And
players.
Let me also mention that if you're out there and you are either intrigued or you like what you heard, we are playing in Kingston. We're playing at a club on the 30th of January. It's a Friday night, 8 o'clock. It's right in Midtown Kingston.
You could say where.
Okay, cool. It's called Night Swim.
Right on.
And we're there at 8 o'clock, and it's the full band.
When is that?
It's Friday the 30th of January, which is kind of coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, there may be a couple of people listening who are in the Brooklyn area, but we have a gig in Brooklyn. Anyway, if you like it and you want to know more, you can either like track me down through MK. I actually have an email here at the radio station, I think.
Probably.
But it's Wally Nichols, and you can, you know, poke around, and that's what the internet's for, right? So
that's right.
If you want to hear more.
We'll see you next time, soon.
All right. Fantastic. And I'll see you on the slopes on, what day is it again?
25th.
No, that's the temperature.
It's both.
Okay.
Community bulletin board right now. More local music up next on 98.1 KZE.